You're listening to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now here's Frank and Martin on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
You know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and this is a first. I've never had duck on sports talk radio.
And it may be a first in the country.
You're right.
You know, NPR might be eating duck right now, but Mike and the Mad Dog are not.
Oh, my goodness. We have Josh Resnick with us. He's a native St. Louis son, 32 years old, and an attorney. And he and his brother, Davi, have gotten into the duck business. Wow. Welcome to the program, Josh. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here. This is awesome.
So how all of a sudden does a practicing attorney say, you know what, I'm going to get into the duck business?
It's a normal career direction, right? No, my brother spent 2 years in France, and that's where this duck is really popular. It's not popular anywhere in the United States. And he came back to St. Louis, did his MBA at WashU, and was thinking about new products and ideas and thought to himself, there's this awesome, delicious product that I love eating that's just nowhere to be found. And the timing worked out right, and when he finished school, he decided to start this company and introduce this here in the St. Louis area.
So how many people have the same reaction I did, which is, I've had duck, kind of like chicken, kind of tasted like a pheasant, and then what you served looks like a fillet, like a steak.
Yeah, I would say the majority, if not all. I mean, everybody has their own idea of what it's going to taste like, because the duck that you find around town is Pekin duck, and what we're serving is Moulard, which has more of like a steak-like profile. And then we also, you know, St. Louis duck hunting is a pretty popular thing. So we have people coming up to us and saying, oh, I shot this duck, blah, blah, blah. It's a little gamey. But with our product, we say it's more like steak, but with a rich duck twist.
And I don't think we have a lot of gourmet chefs listening to this program, just a stab. So you make it really easy here with this Moulard duck breast. You just take it out of this little container. You put it in a frying pan for 7 minutes with salt and pepper, a little butter, or what?
That's exactly right. So no butter, just salt and pepper in a pan. If you have high heat, you're going to have an awesome product after 7 minutes. And I always say that if you can cook steak, you can cook this duck, and you're going to deliver yourself a delicious meal.
Duck Char, C-H-A-R, duckchar.com is the website. So when you get this ball rolling and you're like, all right, that's a great idea, where do you find the duck? Where do you find the product?
So we source it from a farm in French Canada. Just because it's not very popular here in the United States, there's only a handful of farmers who actually raise these ducks. So we get them from there, and then we distribute them and sell them around St. Louis. We're in a handful of grocery stores, and we also sell online, sort of like Omaha Steaks. You order the duck, and then we ship it out to you.
Okay, so you can just go to the website, make an order, and it's delivered right to you?
Yes. That's pretty much it. Yeah, so you deliver it anywhere in the country, really. And then St. Louis, it's only one-day shipping, so because we ship out of the area.
Oh, the headquarters are based here.
Correct. Yeah.
Duck Char, C-H-A-R. What's behind the name? Is there a weird twist? I guess I should have asked them that before.
I wish I had a more exciting story. We wanted to have, you know, something cool to differentiate the product. I mean, this is an American product. It's not a French product. We want to make it relatable to the American griller and consumer. And actually for the, you know, this isn't a gourmet thing. You know, this is for everybody. So that's behind the name, and that's behind the design, and that's behind really everything we're doing in terms of marketing and talking to all types of different people.
Yeah, it tastes like an unbelievable steak. That's what it tastes like. What does something like this cost? This is how many ounces right here?
So each one's approximately a pound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so what does this cost?
It's $19.99 on the website. And then so one duck breast, that's enough food for two people. And that's about 8 ounces each.
Well, unless it's Martin or myself.
yeah,
it's exactly. Enough for one. But what do you serve, like with lamb chops, you do sometimes like mint jelly. Did you serve anything with duck or?
We serve all types of stuff. We've done chimichurri, other sauces. I mean, the really cool thing about this is that we don't really have a culinary background. We just have a background in liking food. So we've been giving it to a lot of different people who have more cooking skills than us. And they've developed this like awesome recipe catalog. We've been smoking our duck. We've been putting it in tacos, sliders, fajitas, mixing it with jalapenos, peppers. I mean, there's so many different applications because the taste really combines well with anything. I mean, today, you guys had Duck Char and a crostini with a little like horseradish kick, and that was really nice too.
Yeah.
Is the other misconception, though, that it's foo-foo, like duck is not? Because this looks like a steak you'd throw on your grill in the middle of the summer after a Cardinal game. But when you say duck, people are like, ooh, I mean, la-di-da.
Good point.
Yeah. No, I think when my brother came to me with the idea, I said,
you said the same thing, like, right?
La-di-da, what are you talking about? But he showed me how to cook it, and I'm becoming a better cook, but I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was able to make, you know, this great product. And, that's totally the reaction. You know, people are a little intimidated. They think duck's this gourmet food just because it's not something that you go down to, you know, Schnucks or wherever and you find on the grocery store. People put chicken and steak and fish on their menu, and we're trying to change that because it's a great option and tastes great.
Be a nice kind of a Christmas present you get in the mail, you know, in the next couple of days. Oh, what'd you get? Oh, I got some duck. Yeah, I like it. So once again, you go to duckchar.com?
That's correct.
Duckchar.com.
And Josh said on the way, he grew up watching Frank on TV, so this is quite the honor.
Yes.
Or Mike Bush.
I feel
maybe,
so old.
Maybe it was Mike Bush.
Yeah, right.
A little younger than Frank, so he might remember part of my career, but he remembers all of Frank's career.
All right, enough of that.
Duckchar.com. It's very cool, Josh.
Thanks.
You bring it into the law office as well? Settle a case, sit back, and eat a big duck?
Yeah, that can be a real, that gets the jury on your side, I guess. You know, bring out some duck char.
Josh, thank you very much for coming in. We recommend it because it tastes just sensational. It really does. Duckchar.com. Order it for the holidays. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Rick.